Welcome to Active Word with Bishop Ishmael Sam of the Loyalty House International, a denomination originating from the Lighthouse Group of Churches, UDOLGC. Called of God, he ministers under the anointing of his father, Bishop Doug Heward Mills. Bishop Sam is the resident bishop of the Loyalty House International, Abbe Dowenya, off the Dowenya Afenya Link Road. He oversees many churches, both in Ghana and abroad. May the power of God be activated in your life today as you listen to Active Word.
A heart follower, my soul follower. Hallelujah. Father, once again, we thank you for this service. Thank you for your word. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Amen. Let's take our seats. Small rain. And Christians, some of you, when it rains, you say, today I won't go to church. Then the sun started coming on. So that's why you came late. You say, yay, this thing, what has it done to me? Because we're trying to see. Don't worry, God knows all these things. But you are welcome to church today. And in case you are not in church because of the rain and you are watching on Facebook, you join on Facebook, listen on radio, be attentive and be part of the service. We go off radio at 12, but we continue the service. So those of you on radio, when we go off, you need to try and find a way of where maybe you should go for data and switch to Facebook, or you should get a smartphone, or you should come to church and you'll be blessed. Amen. I'm going to continue this, the message I started. How many of you remember the series we were doing before we went to the... We had a 2-3 weeks break, and that is, it is a great thing to serve the Lord. How many of you remember? And how many of you know that it is a great thing to serve the Lord? Good. We established, first of all, one of the most important things we established in this book is the fact that we are all servants of God. You can be working anywhere and you'll be a servant of God. We saw that Abraham was not a full-time pastor. We read about so many of the people in the Bible who were not full-time pastors, but they were called servants of God. Hallelujah. So we are all servants of God, and you can become a servant of God. Hallelujah. And it's important that we take it seriously. And we also realize that the most important key to your prosperity is to serve God. Hallelujah. The most important key, Matthew chapter 6, verse 33. The most important key is to be a servant of God. And God will give you all things. Hallelujah. Without asking, he will give you all things that you ever needed. Even some of the things you don't know you need it. You know, some that because man is limited, we will think that this is what we need. But God knows what you actually need for you to be happy. Hallelujah. And for your joy to be full. So as you serve God, God will supply all your needs. See, all these things shall be added unto you. Hallelujah. And today I want to continue by saying that it is not in vain to serve the Lord. Hallelujah. It is not in vain to serve the Lord. It is not in vain. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 58. And they will do something very special. You know, beginning next week, Sunday, 18th of October, we are starting our first service. Now, the first service is called Fresh Oil Service. Fresh Oil Service. And the first is going to be from 8 to 9:50. So that the second, so those of us who come for the first service can move their cars away, because the car park will be full very soon. Those who come for first service. So those who come will move their car, and those coming for the second service can come and park their cars, and the second service will start. And then protocol for COVID will put a place in order for the second service to start. So beginning next week, this service starts at 10 a.m. prompt. Do you get it? And you know that you have not been coming at 10 a.m. You have been missing a great deal, you're missing a lot during the service, and I need you to, is that Mr. Ross, Ross's father? Wow, that's Ross's father, good to see you. Wow, he brought Ross to church many years ago. Wow, that's good, good to see you. So the first service will start. Now, the first service is not for second service for you. You see, it's not a service that The day that you feel like going to church early so that you can go home and sleep, you come for first service, and it's like, then you go home. No. First service is being built for first service people. So this is your church. Those of you here, this is your church. Tell your friends, this is our church. So the pastors we even made today, only two are for this church. I mean, for this service. You get it's for abundant life service. The rest are for the fresh oil service. Yes. The rest are for the fresh oil service. A more pastor for the fresh oil service will be appointed. So this is now how it is. So you see that even if you are a pastor, you are whatever, you are not expected to. Your church is the abundant life service, which is this one. Do you get it? And then the fresh oil service will also come for their church. Amen. So please, unless otherwise approved and permitted, your service is abundant life service. Amen. And you need to make sure that it becomes powerful. Now, you all know that this is your service. Some of us in the fresh oil service have helped you to build, isn't it? Some of our friends are in the fresh oil, abundant life service. We are not taking them away. We are leaving them here. So it means that you also have to help the fresh oil service to start. Do you get it? So today, as part of the service and as part of appointing more laborers, this is the handbill for the fresh oil service. You all leave your bags in the church, and then you go and muddy your shoes. Walk in the mud to people's homes and invite them to salvation. Hallelujah. And you tell them that you are inviting them to church beginning next Sunday, 8 a.m. to 9:55. In Ghana, when you say 9:55, you think it's 10, but they'll be surprised. So to 9:50. Do you get it? To 9:50. So all of us will go, and I have a painter who said, you are identifying the place. You go and identify your shoes with mud, and then we'll come back. Now, sir, we have a small part of it that you detach. That is where it's named phone number area. And for the first service, our primary area is Jerusalem. Do you know Jerusalem? Jerusalem is where our seat, this is where the church is. So our Jerusalem is anywhere that is a walking distance to the church. That's our Jerusalem. It's called the first service. If you live at Damfa and say you are organizing bus, by the time your first ship will come and sit on the bus already 9:30. So it's Jerusalem around. So all of us who, except you are coming here for the first time today, will meet you and have a certain chat with you and see whether you are going to go out with us. But otherwise, we all go out there to Jerusalem and invite. So when you go and invite, you don't, because COVID time, you don't have to talk a lot. You don't have to shake, you know. So COVID evangelism is different from non-COVID evangelism. COVID evangelism is like, hello, today I've come to invite you to church, to salvation. But you know, because of COVID, I can't talk much. So you get this, that the direction is there. Please, can you give me your name, your phone number, and the area? So make sure you get correct area so we can visit the person. If you have a phone, the person give you the phone number, call it again and see. Because some people forget their phone numbers. When they are sending mobile money to somebody, when I did the first one, they say repeat. When I repeat, they said the number was wrong. You know, if I had sent, it would have gone to a wrong person. Well, the person was so sure when he was giving me the number, whether I typed wrong or he typed wrong. He said wrong. Amen. So how many are happy about that? Yes. Wonderful. So that's what we are going to do. So for a brief moment, let me just tell you that what you are going to do will not be in vain. Yes. Hallelujah. Yes. Do you know we do many things that are vanities, and it's not rewarding. Let's take turn about Leviticus chapter 26. Leviticus chapter 26, verse 19. And 20. You see, it's not a blessing to do a thing and to be in vain. Leviticus chapter 26:19 says, and I will break the pride of your power, and I will make your heaven as iron, and your earth as brass. Verse 20. And your strength shall be spent in what? And your strength shall be spent in what? Your strength shall be spent in what? Wow. You think you are doing something. And if your strength is spent in vain, look at what happened. For your land shall not yield her increase, neither shall the trees of the land yield their fruits. So if you do anything and it's in vain, this is what happens. Hallelujah. It's like you are working, but nothing is going to show for it. But the Bible says that when you work for God, your labor will not be in vain. Jeremiah chapter 46, verse 11. Jeremiah 46:11, it says, go up into Gilead and take balm, O virgin, the daughter of Egypt. In vain shall thou use many medicines. He says what? In vain shall thou use many medicines, for thou shalt not be cured. Wow. It means that sometimes you can have some sickness, you can have some diseases, and you take medicine. And the person says, you are taking it in vain. You will not be cured. Have you seen what it is if you are doing things and you are doing it in vain? It's some way. And let's read verses and we'll close and go. Isaiah 46, 18 and 19. And the person at on the screen should please be fast. Isaiah 46, 45, 18, following. For thus said the Lord that created the heavens, God himself that formed the earth and made it, he had established it. He created it not in vain. He did what? He formed it to be inhabited. I am the Lord. There's none else. I have not spoken in secret in dark places. I said unto the seed of Jacob and all those things. So God said that he did not create the earth and the heavens in vain. He created for a purpose. And whatever purpose he created it for, it shall come to pass. Your job you are starting is not in vain. The purpose for which you are starting your job, you are doing anything, will come to pass in the name of the Lord Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. So in 1 Corinthians 15:58, your labor will not be in vain. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. For as much as you know, as much as you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Hallelujah. Some works and labors can be in vain. Many works you are doing, one day you realize that it will not count. Hallelujah. It is only the work of God that is not in vain, because it will result in eternal rewards. You see, when we say not in vain, you'll be struggling to understand, because you realize, but my work has made me to buy a car. My work has made me to build a house. My work, you see, those is good, but we are talking about eternal rewards. Please. We are talking about what? Eternal reward. Things that are going to be with you forever. Your car will not be with you forever. No matter how long you live. Yesterday, when we were about to bury somebody, and I was, anytime I go to a cemetery, I try looking around and look at others who have been buried, and I read the tombstone or whatever, is that what you call it? The tombstone. And I normally look for the date they were born and the date they died and how old they were. And I saw in the cemetery, I saw someone who was born in 1898 and died in 1999, which means 101 years. Yes. 1898 and died in 1999. Wow. And I saw another person, 1953 and died in 2000. another 1920 and died in 2019. Then I saw another one. 2000, where were we born? Okay, because sometimes I get confused. He was born in year 2007 and has died in 2019. So what, how many years? 12 years. And then I came home and somebody called me and I watched TV3 and City TV, and they were celebrating a young boy was piano idol, keyboard idol, who was born in, okay, he's 13 years, so he was born in 2000 something and has died. Do you get it? So I'm saying this for you to know that, see, those things, that the houses, the things that you thought my work has not been in vain, those things that you get to know that they are limited. That's why when we say your labor in the Lord will not be in vain, you reject it and you fight against, because you think we are talking about cars. Because no matter how long you live, you will go. But there is something, so there are some works that when you do, the rewards you get will be eternal. Will be eternal. Hallelujah. So that is why the Bible says your labor in the Lord, not at the bank, not in the hospital, not in the market. It's your labor in the Lord. So as a servant of God, you may be working at the bank, but you may find some labor in the Lord at the bank. Are you getting what I'm saying? Maybe at the bank, you won a soul for Christ. Maybe in the market, you formed a small fellowship. Maybe your life of righteousness will speak to somebody, or witness to somebody. Those labors, you get, that is what will count at the end of the day when you stand before God, your maker. Amen. So William, the work you are doing for God, Bible says your labor is not in vain. And it's very comforting. Hallelujah. That's why we're saying that the little children that we were going after, who look like nobody, the older people not listen to, but little children listen to you. When one day you stand in that better land, that is your jewel. You see, that will be your jewel. It's almost like it's in vain, but it's not in vain. Hallelujah. Say, so your labor in the Lord is not in vain. And it is not in vain because the results and rewards are spiritual and eternal. They are spiritual, so understand it. You will learn all the wonderful spiritual benefits of being a servant of God. There are spiritual benefits. Hallelujah. And they are eternal. So please, let us know that it is not in vain that we are serving the Lord. Amen. There are some benefits you get as you serve God. For instance, if you serve God, your sins are blotted out. It is a great thing to serve the Lord because your sins are blotted out. Amen. Now, this particular point, there's a very interesting story that Bishop says here about somebody who was working for his father. So the person was working for his father. But the person was stealing money. And he knew that the person was stealing his father's money. At a point, he didn't know that his father knew that the person was stealing money. So he went and told the father. Not knowing that the father knew, and he was surprised that the father already knew that the person was stealing money from him. But he still liked him and has made him to be there, allowed him to be there. Why? Because his father liked the work he was doing for him. So even though he was stealing money, he thought that no one else would do the work he was doing. So he's better off having that person work for him and steal his money than have no one work for him. So somehow his sins had been blotted out. I'm not saying that, now that I'm saying that,
Now that I'm saying this, I say, okay. So now we'll flow as we serve the Lord. Now that's what I'm saying. Please understand me. So, let's turn our Bibles. Let me read a scripture for you so that you know that it is not in vain. And you'll see, brother, Isaiah chapter 44, verse 21 to 22. But yeah, it's true. That's why it's easy for God to forgive you if you are busy working for Him. If you serve Him, if you are a servant. Isaiah 44, 21. Remember these, O Jacob and Israel. For thou art my servant. I have formed thee. Thou art my servant, O Israel. Thou shalt not be forgotten of me. Verse 22. I have blotted out as a thick cloud thy transgressions, and as a cloud thy sins. Return unto me, for I have redeemed thee. Hallelujah. So if you belong to God and you serve God, He overlooks certain things. It's like, you know, sometimes footballers are playing football and then you commit a foul and then a referee will look at you and say, play on. And everybody will say that, but it was a foul. And sometimes you say that because the referee said play on, the opposing team, one of them also want to do the same thing. So the same offense the person did by probably pushing that player, the opposing team also pushed the player, and the referee will play, yellow card. And they all rush the referee. And the referee will turn. And if you joke, then you take the red card. Say red card. Now go away. Clear off. Haven't you seen it before? Yeah. Because the referee says, play on. And sometimes there are some people you'll be surprised though. God says, but you, if you like, you to go and do some. Hey! But you see, if I say that you are thinking, who determines play on a red card? It's not you. So don't, as I said, don't start having dreams and visions and misinterpreting my word. Amen. It is a great thing to serve the Lord. I mean, you're happy to hear all these things. It is a great thing to serve the Lord because you will come. That is true. Because it's those, this is our kind of proverbs. They are meaningful. Because it's our kind, when we say it, you think they don't have power. He said, the one who goes to the riverside is the one that breaks the pot. Is that not so? Yeah. Is that the scripture that we are talking about? But because it's an account proverb, you don't take it seriously. It's a wise saying, okay. It is a great thing to serve the Lord because you will come near to God. You see, when you serve somebody, you come near to the person. I mean, as we are here, none of you, I don't remember any one of you, maybe just a few, who can come to my house and enter my bedroom. You can't just come to my house and enter my bedroom. And even after entering my bedroom, go to my bathroom. Hey! My bathroom. But do you know that if you have a servant in the house, the servant can go to your bedroom, go to your bathroom, take your dirty things, see all sort of manner of things, and all those kind of things. See all those things. Because he is a servant of the house. Of the house. Do you get it? So when you serve God, you are nearer, you are closer. You are nearer and you are closer. You come near to God. Hallelujah. Psalm 65 verse 4. It says, blessed is the man whom thou choosest and caused to approach unto thee, that he may dwell in thy courts. We shall be satisfied with the goodness of thy house, even of thy holy temple. Hallelujah. And then Psalm 73. The scriptures alone are powerful, isn't it? Yeah. Psalm 73, 27, 28. And all this is like serving God. You are close to Him. Psalm 73, 27, 28. For behold, Those who are far from you will perish. Those who are far from you will perish. Thou hast destroyed all them that go a whoring from thee. You have destroyed all those who are unfaithful to you. But as for me, the New American Standard Version puts it right. But as for me, the nearness of God is my good. Hallelujah. The what? The nearness of God is my good. I have made the Lord God my refuge, that I might tell you of all your works. Hallelujah. So when you serve God, you are close to God. And then God will become your refuge. Do you get it? Maybe you are those days when we're young, we go to school. And when we close from school, maybe you did something in class and somebody said, I'll beat you. And the people are waiting for you outside to fight with you. And then those of us who are privileged to have our senior brothers in the same school with us, you will see that by the time they realize we are working with our senior brothers. And so they will look at us and they will see our senior brothers work with us, and suddenly they themselves will leave. Because the nearness to our senior brothers becomes a refuge to us. Become a refuge to us. So their people become afraid and then they will walk away. That is how it is when we serve God. The nearness to God. Satan will come. You don't even think of Satan coming. Whether he comes or not, you don't care. Because you are nearer to God. Because you are serving the Lord. Hallelujah. Hey! It is a great thing to serve the Lord because God will honor you. God will honor you. Hallelujah. God will honor you. It is a mighty thing to receive honor from God. Mighty, mighty thing. John 12:26. If any man serve me, let him follow me. And where I am, there shall also my servant be. Wow. Where I am, there shall also my servant be. If any man serve me, him will my Father honor. Hallelujah. It's a good place to put your hands together for Jesus. Him will my Father do what? You see, your honor, it go make loud. Your honor go loud, it go disturb your neighbors. God no go shame you. I say your blessings go loud, it go disturb your neighbor. Your honor go be loud, it go disturb your neighbor. God no go shame you. Hey! You know, people think that when you serve God, God will shame you. But I say your neighbors, they will look at you. And they'll say, what work does he do? One day, one of our church members, he works in a certain place. Then he bought his car. Then he went to the office. When he went, his colleagues said, but we all do the same job. We're all enlisted at the same time. How come you always, you were driving this car, now you have changed, you are driving there. What do you do? He said, what else do you do? And when the person was telling me, those days, this song was not there. But I told her, I should have told your blessing word, go loud. It will disturb your colleagues. Hey! It is not in vain. Hallelujah. When you serve God, he will honor you. Amen. And then it is a great thing to serve the Lord because God will spare you. You know, all that I'm saying, there are blessings too. And there are blessings that are coming from Matthew 6:33. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Serve God. Just serve God. Look at these people who are serving the Lord. You will see. Malachi 3:17-18. And they shall be mine, saith the Lord of hosts, in that day when I make up my jewels, and I will spare them. as a man spareth his own son, that serveth him. Hey, I'll do what? I will spare them. May God spare you from coronavirus in the name of Jesus. May God spare you from destruction in the name of Jesus. He said, I will spare you. I will spare you. As a man spared his own son that serveth him. So you can have a son that doesn't serve you. Tina, are you hearing me? You can have a son that doesn't serve you. Then shall he return and descend between the righteous and the wicked, between him that serveth God and him that serveth him not. Amen. And then finally, it's a great thing to serve the Lord because you will know the secrets of God. Secrets of God. Secrets of God are secrets of the victory secrets of your life. It's like what God knows about you that can make you become great that you don't know. Do you know that there's something that God knows that if only you knew. There's some key that God has. That if you take the key today, your life will change. I mean, you will not be recognized. Your blessing will go loud. Hey, you'll be shocked. It's a key and it's a secret. And those secrets, where do you hear them? When you are close to God. When you are close to God. Because you don't tell secrets to people anyhow. How many of you have secrets and you talk to people who are not close to you, tell people who are not close to you? Many people who gossip, they gossip to people who are close to them. That's why when somebody gets to know, they are very surprised. And they always know who they told. They always know, except you have 7 close people. You don't know which one said it. Amen. So let's read finally Amos 3:7. Amos 3:7. Surely the Lord God will do nothing, but he revealeth his secret unto his servants, the prophets. Hallelujah. The Lord God will do what? Nothing. But he revealeth his secrets unto his servants, the prophets. Hallelujah. You know, many people have said so many things about coronavirus, and when the corona, we prophesied, we said all those things. What some of you need to do is just even go back maybe 3 months to coronavirus, what your pastor taught you. You will know that God was actually telling us secrets that we didn't even know. You just go back, take the message 3 months to coronavirus and listen to them and see. You will see that actually God was revealing secrets to us. When we're talking about permanent membership, we're talking about committed membership, fail with the membership, how to become established so that you don't go off. We didn't know God was revealing secrets to us. But he was actually revealing secrets to us. Do you think that if we understood it clearly, if we really understood it clearly, do you think that we wouldn't have put certain things in place? But you remember one day we came to church, we said we are doing persona, is it persona? We're doing persona sharing. And one day, that day we say 1 to 5, instead of preaching, and we're preaching, we're doing the work of God. Instead of preaching, he said, you come, be with this person. These are your 5 friends. We mention him. Akosua Menu, where are you? Who is Akosua Menu's friend? And Akosua Menu's friend said, this is, I don't know, you are not my friend. Then Akosua Menu said, okay, now this is my friend from today. That day, we didn't know what we're doing. But little did we know that we were preparing for corona. God was showing us secrets. That is what has kept us. Look, what kept us doing coronavirus is these friends that we did. The persona leaders, this persona, those things were the things that kept us. So we could know how, where you are. We could know that now you are not in church, you are still at home. And we know all those things. So if you are close to God, he actually reveals secrets to you. So that's also something that you must trust God and trust the leadings of the Spirit. So now when God lays a word on your heart to preach, just preach it. For all you know, God is preparing you for some wild secrets. Yes. In first, the bishop told them that because he goes for crusades regularly, they should develop something they call flow. online services. So they even started before this Zoom and things started. So it was a major secret key that God gave to him. He revealed a secret to his servants, those who serve him. Hallelujah. That's when, you come to the pastor is preaching, I say, shine your ear. Do what you hear. Yeah, you do what? The eye you shine, but yeah. Open your ear. Open your ear and listen. That key to change and transform your life is coming to you. Some of you, you are listening to me right now, but you are having a vision. What I'm telling you, think vision is only when you are there? No, then God comes. Angels are, the vision is what I'm telling you right now. It's answering your prayer. The dream is what I'm telling you right now. Are you understanding me? So if you serve God, he will make known his secrets to you. Because you don't know his secret, that's why people are always telling that the business is because of your grandmother, because of this, because of the person who has done that, that's why your business is not prospering, that's why your life is this, that's why, because you will not allow yourself to work for God, to know his secret. People are always deceiving you. Hallelujah. So be a servant of God. Your labor in the Lord is not in vain. Hallelujah. This afternoon, your labor of going round before going home will not be in vain. One day you stand in heaven and you see the soul that this afternoon you won, that you just even gave invitation, you didn't even know that the soul came. You didn't even know the soul came to church because you will not be here. But you go to heaven and said, look, God is giving some golden crown. What is it for? That soul that you brought, he grew up or developed to become somebody great. Or he's still born again. He's the one who is walking there. And you get a reward. Just like we see Ross's father. And I can see that he brought his son to church. And today he's a pastor. He's a pastor. He brought him to church, but today he's a pastor. Do you think that when he stands before God, he will not have a jewel? He will have a crown with diamonds and things. He's sparkling like that. But because of this one. And I'm sure when he was bringing, he didn't even know that he would stay in church. When he came, we all thought he wouldn't stay in church. It was a little bit of that bad sort of thing and everything, the pardon, excuse me, in fact. And everything, say, understood, understood. I say, this understanding man. You say, understood, perfect, understood, fantastic. Understood, perfect, fantastic, beautiful. I say, hey, this guy. Today, he has a church in Damfa. He has a church in Damfa. A rare church, they meet on Saturdays. Because he was bringing them every Sunday to church. I said, no, now don't bring them. So he went for one of our cathedrals, one of our churches in Damfa. He said, please give it. So they meet there Saturday, they have service. Then Sunday, he comes here for first, and now he's going to be a first service pastor. But understood. Beautiful. Fantastic. Got it. Fantastic. Fantastic. So maybe when you go, somebody will say, okay, I see. No, you go. Oh, beautiful church. And you are discouraged. But then you are that person. You go and stand in that, you go to heaven and say, this is the person who is your crown and your jewel. So don't lose this opportunity today to make a crown in heaven. We are going to give you one of our invitation forms when we close. Because you know, second service is almost, it's even started. So right after the second service, we are going to monitor you. Right after the second service, we go, we win it, and we can just, don't talk too much. It's Corona time. Don't talk too much. Just give the invitation. We have prayed over they are spending 200 hours of prayer for the fresh oil service. So when you go, the card, the form will talk to the people and they will come. So Please, quickly, everybody, sorry, before you go, today, is there anybody here, this is your first time of coming to this church? Somebody invited you, came. This is your first time of coming. Can you give me a wave? Wow. First time of coming. Very first time of coming. Oh, wonderful. Please, can you kindly stand to your feet? Can you kindly stand to your feet? This is your first time of coming. Can you? Your face is familiar. It's your first time coming here. I see. Can you kindly stand to your feet? This is your first time of coming. Oh, okay. Okay. Now, we have a very wonderful tradition where we welcome our first timers in a special way. In a special way. So, please, if it's your first time of coming, and if your first time of coming, and you are not, because some of you may, how many of you came, if your first time of coming, can you please come here so that we give you our traditional welcome? Our traditional welcome. If it's your first time of coming, please come so we'll give you our traditional welcome. For them as they come with their social distancing in mind, 1 meter like this, 1 meter, 1 meter like this. Why are you so happy? 1 meter like this. Now, those of who came, I'm going to lead you to say a prayer. We know there are two groups of people standing here, but I'll lead you in a prayer. And our lady pastor will talk to you. He will discern between the groups. And then some of you come and take your seat. Some of you, he'll just give you a wonderful gift. And you come back also and take your seat. Shall we pray? Please, I need you to just say this with me. Say, dear Lord Jesus. And I want the congregation to join. Say, dear Lord Jesus, thank you for today. I come to you just as I am. And I ask you for forgiveness of sins. Lord Jesus, I believe that you are the Son of God. You died for my sins. You rose again for my righteousness. And today, I receive you as my Lord and my Savior into my heart. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that you have also received me unto yourself. As your child.
As your child.
From today,
I am yours.
And you are mine.
And you are mine.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Praise our glory. The praise of your glory. For you are raised.
God bless you for listening to Active Word by Bishop Ishmael Sam. For copies of today's message or any other message by Bishop Sam, please contact us on 0244-534-816 or visit us at Loyalty House International, Abid Dowenya. You can also send Bishop Sam an email at pastorishmael@yahoo.com. For prayer and counseling, you can contact us on 0246-939-984. To support this program, send your donations via mobile money to 055-874-2922 or 050-940-0044. You can join us in worship via YouTube and Facebook Live at Bishop Ishmael Sam-DHMM. Also at Loyalty House International HQ page. You can also join us in worship this and every Sunday in our powerful gathering service at 9 a.m. at the Loyalty House International, Abed Dowenya. God bless you.
Lord is the kingdom. Lord is the glory.